Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1379. Kamala Harris will challenge Americans to turn the page on Trump in a speech from the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., the same spot where Trump directed his supporters on January 6, 2021, to fight like hell and march on the Capitol. Harris will step on stage around 7:30 p.m. Eastern tonight, and according to the prepared remarks, she'll detail how Trump has spent a decade trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other. That's who he is. But America, I am here tonight to say that's not who we are. Harris will frame the election as a choice between two different visions for the country, saying Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him, people he calls, quote, the enemy from within. This is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. The campaign says it expects as many as 40,000 people to attend, according to an amended National Park Service permit for the event. Meanwhile, Trump and his allies insist that he's not a Nazi, and when urged to apologize for the racist comments made at his Madison Square Garden campaign rally, Trump responded by saying that it was an honor to be involved and called it an absolute love fest. He later claimed that he was unaware of the speakers at his own campaign event, saying, "I don't know him. Someone put him up there. I don't know who he is." Nearly a million Puerto Ricans live in swing states. And J.D. Vance, meanwhile, says he doesn't believe the racist joke that Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage will stop people from voting for the Republican presidential ticket. He added, "We have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm just so over it." Moving on, two ballot drop boxes were set on fire. In Portland, Oregon, an incendiary device was placed inside the ballot box, but a fire suppressant inside the ballot box protected virtually all the ballots. Then hours later, a drop box in nearby Vancouver, Washington was also set on fire. Officials said hundreds of ballots were affected. Police said a suspect vehicle had been identified from surveillance footage and that the fires were connected, and that they were also related to an October 8th incident when an incendiary device was placed at a different drop box in Vancouver. The FBI said it was investigating both fires to determine who is responsible. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court declined to let Robert F. Kennedy Jr. withdraw his name from ballots in Michigan and Wisconsin. Kennedy, who supports Trump, claimed that the two swing states are violating his constitutional rights by leaving him on the ballot against his wishes. When Kennedy suspended his campaign, he said his name would remain on the ballot and encouraged his supporters to vote for him in most states. Wisconsin and Michigan, however, are two of the seven states that are expected to determine the outcome of the election, which is why RFK Jr. is seeking to have his name removed from the ballots in those states where it could help Trump. Moving on, Steve Bannon was released from prison after serving 4 months on contempt of Congress charges for refusing to comply with a subpoena related to the January 6 riot. Bannon said, "The 4 months in federal prison not only didn't break me, it empowered me. I am more energized and more focused than I've ever been in my entire life." And finally, the federal judge overseeing the prosecution of a man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump denied a request to recuse herself in the case. Judge Eileen Cannon, who was appointed to the federal bench in Florida in 2020 by Donald Trump, said that Donald Trump's repeated praise of her and the speculation that he could promote her if elected are not enough to warrant her recusal from cases involving Trump. Judge Cannon is separately overseeing the federal classified documents and obstruction case against Trump. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.